Hello, and welcome to another episode of Behind the Edge Podcast. This is your host, Vex. I'm accompanied with my buddies, except for Kai, because he hates us, and he doesn't record with us anymore, because I don't know what happened to him. So, we're just, you know, three-man, three-wheeling it. You know, remember three-wheelers? Those were pretty dangerous, but they're awesome. But anyways,
what
so we're on episode 61.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Dude, it's gonna be a dead episode. I'm just filling in there. So.
Three wheelers. I think there's tricycles in most cultures, but you know,
no, three wheeler like the ones with the motor. Like it's like an ATV, but three wheels.
Again, that's just a motorized tricycle. But you know what?
No one says that. I've literally never heard anyone say that ever. Anyways, so you guys hate us. The fans hate us. We get our shit together. We get our Patreon back. And you guys don't email us. Why do you hate us? What do we do to you guys?
Please email us.
So that dead silence was you responding to us. And now I hope you actually email us, because, I mean, to be fair, it's been pretty slow this era. I don't know. This month sucks, because we're in between, like, shows. Well, Blade Show Texas is tomorrow, so by the time you guys hear this shit will be over. And hopefully they actually release some shit that we could talk about next time. But yeah, so what'd you carry, Jake?
I carried the Bradley Murray Spectre today, which is the only knife that you've ever recommended that I've been happy with.
Wow, you are sassy today.
What the hell did I do to you?
I mean, you almost made me choke there for a minute.
Sorry, I'll zip my pants up.
Oh, damn.
Mark, I don't even know if I could find that fucking thing. Yeah, really good knife. I think everyone should have one. I know most of you are too poor to afford one, but if you're not, get one. What about you, Vex? What do you got today?
So, I switched it up. So, but I carried at work, I carried my Thorburn L54 front flipper from Blade Show 2022. It's the only thing I bought because I'm a fucking idiot and didn't buy anything else. But yeah, it's a great knife. Thorburn's a legend. What more can I say? It has Electric Blue, the GOAT, with Zerk. I didn't have any posted on Instagram. I need to revive my Instagram. My Instagram's dead as shit. And it literally just takes 1 second to upload a photo. So there's no excuse for a dead Instagram. What about you, Mark?
You know, it's been an interesting week. So today I carried my Duckling with the inlaid carbon fiber and MagnaCut. I still am just not sure how I feel about having a zirconium pocket clip. This thing seems like it's bendy and not springy, but it's a really cool knife otherwise. So that's been the main thing that I've got going on right now. Vex, nice. Anything new in? Anything exciting?
So, I did actually get something new. So, one of our good buddies in the Discord, goes by GR, he is in Canada land. So, and me and him, the past few weeks, have been shilling Alan Elishewitz. We all know him famously for his class with Benchmade, and most recently, the Hogue Deca, which is a crazy-selling knife, and I think the design is actually really well. And I mean, so do a lot of people. But so he bought a custom from Arizona Custom Knives, and he had it sent to me for proxy so I could send to him later. And it's an M2. It's older. I think it's made in 2017, somewhere around that. But it's pretty epic. And it's so epic, I actually ordered Alan Elishewitz from a retailer, a custom. But they sent me the wrong one, a different Alan Elishewitz, which was the one I wanted to check out after the one I wanted I originally actually supposed to have and receive. But so I guess I'm going to check out two knives and keep one. So I sent it's called the Ottoman, and it's like, it's a flipper, has a really, it kind of has like a fuller in the middle of the blade. It has like a true harpoon. Cause like a lot of makers say, oh, this is a harpoon. And it's like literally just a different type of swedge. But the harpoon on this knife, actually the tip of the knife, the blade is actually thicker than the rest of the blade, which that's a real harpoon. But yeah, if you follow Alan Elishewitz, he does like updates on his knives and how he like goes through the process of making them and stuff like that. Really interesting guy. legend. He's a legend. He's been making knives for like 30 something years now.
I mean, the guy is definitely one of like the OGs at this point.
He's like, he's one of the forefathers of the whole tactical knife movement. Him along with like Bobby T. I call him Bobby T. His name's Bob Trezzolo. What's his name? Ernie Emerson.
Okay.
Kit Carson, Pat Crawford. There's a few makers that are the forefathers.
Michael Walker, you know.
Michael Walker, the OG of OGs.
Fairly important, you know, the whole liner lock idea.
Yeah, the whole thing we base our knives around. The guy, yeah, that guy. But anyways, so I got the Alan Lischewitz Ottoman. That's not mine. So that I sent back because I want my actual knife, which is another M2.
On the plus side, you got to try out another Lischewitz knife for free.
Exactly.
You know, not too bad.
Yeah, it was pretty epic, and it's a really epic knife.
I think we call that a happy accident.
Yeah, it's like a new knife day, but not. It's like a new fake knife day. But yeah, so that's all I got.
Quick question: the Ottoman, how much is that worth?
I mean, worth. I mean, they go for, I've only seen two for sale, and the one I got on the website is $1,475.
So hold on. I know mistakes are made, but shipping's like, Jesus Christ. That's
a pretty
fucked.
Big mistake, huh?
That's somebody got fucking fired over that one.
No, like I spoke with the guy I bought it from. He's a dealer or a retailer or whatever, storefront in I think he's in South Carolina. He's in South Carolina.
Or wait, what fucking shop is it?
Southern Edges. It's in Aiken, South Carolina.
Hold the fuck up. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So I think it's a one-man shop or one-person shop because every time I called, it's
this,
like the
this
same
website guy. Looks like it was made on like GeoCities in the 1990s.
We're not going to disrespect this site
wild.
Even though they fucking sent me the wrong knife. But anyways, he's a nice guy. He understood it. I mean, I did him a favor because I could have easily just fucked him over and whatever.
Yeah, I think I've been here because I was talking to him. He really likes Chris Reeves shit.
Yeah, he's a legend. That's literally why I have this his website bookmarked because of the Chris Reeves.
I mean, if the guy gets in on Lischewitz knives, you know, that does really speak to the quality of the shop. That is not a... Not everybody gets to carry that kind of thing.
No, they had some nice shit. Yes. I've only been in store one time there, but it was...
How close is that to you?
Maybe like a little less than 2 hours away, I think. It's not too bad.
That's not bad.
Nah.
Yeah, there's not a lot of shops like down here in San... I guess we've got... Shit, there's like one shop in San Diego, and then Plaza Cutlery used to be down here and used to be in Orange County, but that is no longer here.
OC.
Yep.
Yeah, so I got to try out the Ottoman. It was epic. I can't say anything bad about it. The guy knows what he's doing because he's been making knives forever, and yeah. I mean, when you get a knife from a maker that's been doing it for more than most of us been alive, they're usually pretty good at what they do, you know? Like, if you've been in your jobs for 30 years and you suck, you need to rethink your career choices.
That is for sure. I actually had an Lischewitz Invictus.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, this was probably 5 years ago when they were doing the actual Invictus run where they had the same style of knife made by, like, I don't know, like 10 different makers, and Lischewitz was one of them. It was really cool, except for the severe amount of orange peel texture, which really is not my jam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, either hate it or love it. I don't mind it, to be honest.
Okay.
I think, I don't know, I'm just at a point in my life in knife collecting that I want new things. Not new things, I just want to try different things because I've been sealing the same shit for like almost 10 years now. So it's time to switch it up. But,
is Lischewitz South African?
No, he's from Texas.
Oh, wow, you really are fucking switching it up. Jesus Christ, words are hard.
He's from Texas. And he's half Taiwanese, I think.
Really? I would not have thought Lischewitz was a Taiwanese name.
Me either.
Well, yeah, his name is definitely... Well, this is racist, maybe. But
I mean, it's you, so...
He always looked Asian to me. But then I looked up... I went through his Instagram, and he's half Taiwanese. Because I think he's half, because his fucking name's Alan Lischewitz. So, who knows? I should ask him one day. Hey, what are you, dude? Can I ask what race you are?
No, Vex, the good way to ask it in America is, where are you from?
There you go. You from here? What are you? Is probably not a question you should ever ask somebody.
You look like you're from here. That's so
good. Not great. Not great.
My favorite is my favorite is where are you from? And they're like, America. Where are your parents from?
Still like, America, dog.
But yeah. So if you ask him that, he might just shoot you because he's like really into guns. He's from Texas, so don't ask him that. Anyways. I'm just joking. He's a great guy. I've actually been talking on Instagram with him a little bit. Super nice guy. But that's what can we else talk about? Anything on the way? Anything on the way, fellas?
Yeah, I actually got one of the Color Filth scuba chefs, the Spidey Chef with the scuba diver on it.
Where the fuck did you get one of those from? Swap?
Swap. Yeah, I've been looking for a while because I really dig, you know, the design, the anodization. I thought it looked really cool. It's got a weird harpoon regrind on it that I don't like it nearly as much as the regrind I did on my Spidey Chef. So might blade swap it, might modify it a little bit more. But picked one of those up. I got the Oz Little Hamilton pen in, or Little Hammy, whatever it's called. And it truly is minuscule.
I thought it was like Little Jimmy or Little Johnny or some shit.
Little John, yeah. Maybe it was it's Hancock. Yeah, Little John.
Little Hammy? What the fuck?
I thought it was like little Hamilton. You know,
well,
you know.
So for everyone listening, we have like a doc where we keep track of all this like bullet point shit. So I saw Little Hammy in here. I was like, what the fuck is a Little Hammy?
I knew Founding Father. I just forgot which Founding Father. I think Hamilton is cooler than Hancock, so I went with Hamilton, but I was wrong. This pen really is tiny, though, but it's kind of cool. And evidently, I am up for my Cap City Creations book spot, so I'm about to send some knives in to get them milled to pieces, and I'm pretty excited about that. Found that out, you know, on accident that I missed a message a week ago about it, but that's okay.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, that's what happens when you know, don't have notifications on your Instagram, so whoops.
Yeah, it's a boomer moment for sure.
Ooh, hardcore.
Okay, let's go ahead and jump into Jake. Our emails. I have nothing. I have not been spending any money like a good little boy.
I'm so proud.
Emails. We don't have any emails, guys. What the fuck's up with that?
We did already talk about that. To be fair,
No.
Okay.
Listeners, dear listeners, we don't have any emails, and
we are sad.
This is the one thing that we can't do anything about. You have to do it. So get off your ass. Stop listening to the episode right now. Just send us an email.
After you work already at home, get your ass in your email. Hopefully Yahoo. That's the best email.
AOL.
No, Hotmail is better, dude. Get it together.
Hotmail.
I actually use a Hotmail for spam, but we're not going to talk about that.
That's embarrassing.
Get on your fucking... Shut the fuck up, Mark. Get on your AOL email address. Minimize.
Oh my god.
Minimize AIM. You know, close out your fucking edgy little screen name. Shoot us an email. Send us some feet pics. Send us some knife pics. Or be a decent member of society and ask us a compelling question that'll give us content. That's what you're here for.
Johnny, no, where you at, man? You peeked in the last email.
Yeah, bro, what the fuck?
It was a great email, Johnny.
Out of everyone I've ever trusted in my life, I trusted you the most, and you let me down.
Man, that's spicy. This is what happens when you make one of your regular email listeners a host on the show.
Yeah, I know. Coda?
We fucked up.
You really did.
Okay.
Our bibbity, if you email us, you can't bitch about the audio.
Man.
The only thing, that's the only...
Dude, I'm waiting for him to be like, Murkon sounds like he's recording in a shoebox.
To be fair, no, I'm not in a shoebox. I'm in my office, but I don't have curtains, so...
Yeah, I can...
That, I guess, is on me.
I can tell, and I'm waiting for Bib to just go, like, full fucking screeching fit at us for that.
He's until like the we get five that cares about emails that. Dude, he, for one episode, I won't buy curtains. How about that?
He was
making a threat.
He was like, "You guys need to buy some audio plugins and stop using Audacity." I'm like, bro, I'm still in the negative for Merck's mic because you fucking Patreon people aren't paying us enough. I don't have audio plugin money. I don't even have a knife this week because of you, Bib. It's your fault.
Yeah, thanks, babe.
All because of you, babe.
Thanks.
He wants us to have like a whole studio and shit. It's like, what are you talking about?
He wants me to soundproof my fucking office like I'm rich.
Okay, let's talk about this real quick. I think I mean, it might show, it might be obvious to some viewers, we only talk for this podcast. Like, we literally, it takes about 20 minutes to get us all on the call. We bullshit for about 10, 15 minutes about random shit.
Or 30 minutes.
Then we start recording, and that's it. Then right when we're done recording, we're like, all right, see you guys, and that's it.
Yeah, so for a few reasons. One, we record this super late, for at least for me. Like, it's almost 10 p.m. right now.
It's for you. Well, that's so we can, you know, be early for Kai, who
right.
is not here.
Yeah, so fuck him. Also, you have to understand, outside of this podcast, we despise each other.
Yeah, we all hate each other.
Severely. Like, I can't fucking stand any of... Murkon was perfectly fine with him. Second he joined the podcast, instant rivalry. Yep. Fuck him.
No, if you put us all in a room, it would be a horrific It'd be a bloodbath. Mess at the end of the day. Oh my god.
Wouldn't be any blood on any of the knives, because we wouldn't want to mess them up. But
actually,
like,
you know what? Listeners, I will ask you this. Send us an email. Who do you think would win in a fight amongst the hosts? Just out of curiosity.
I guarantee I have weight advantage on every single one of you motherfuckers. But
I'm gonna say
Kai, because he's the only one I know who actually fights.
Yeah. Ooh, he's the okay. fighting. I don't know. Who knows?
I'm gonna say me,
and I'm gonna base it on nothing, but I'm pretty sure I could take all you guys.
Kai literally does MMA. I'm probably two of you. And Vex will blind you with his jacket. I think you're at the bottom of the totem pole, Mark.
Unless you're
bringing in your helicopter shit, you're fucked.
Hey, I do a barrel roll on the giant fan, chops all y'all's in half, so.
Oh, shit.
Yep. That's how we refer to it. It's called the giant fan. You know, not the rotor system,
the
giant fan.
The giant fan.
Yeah, man. All you gotta do is keep the spinny side up and the rolly side down. That's all you need to do to fly a helicopter, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Hell yeah.
That's your tax dollars at work, ladies and gentlemen.
You're welcome. Except if you aren't in the USA, like Kai, in which case it's still probably your tax dollars funding American imperialism. But, you know, that's
thanks, Singapore, for donating us. Thanks for supporting the war. We love you guys.
You're welcome for your freedom.
Anyways. News.
So you guys suck for not emailing us.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
Let's talk about the news.
Yeah.
News?
So.
Oh, news. Shit, that's...
Ritter Mini Grip. I still haven't tried one of these, but they're doing them in Magnum.
Me either.
Right now.
Yeah.
Doug Ritter.
So
that's like
I
the
actually,
most Texas name ever.
I've had Doug like Ritter. Three different Ritter Mini Grips. I think this is the Hogue produced one at this point, but I had a couple Benchmade ones. They're good. I have a gold class Benchmade mini grip that has a Ritter M390 blade in it. That's pretty freaking solid.
That's nice, dude.
But now they're Magnum.
What is that, like 43 HRC?
No, it's like 12, man. It's like a banana peel.
It's before Benchmade learned what fire was. Gotcha.
Fire? What's that?
No, these have been. I probably wouldn't get the mini. I have had a full size Griptilian before. It was fucking terrible, but.
It's enormous. Oh my god.
Dude, why is the description so fucking huge for this knife? Holy shit.
I love how they have testimonials. The hype was 100% legit.
It's like they have
customers. Who talks like that?
I just love that it's a random guy on Instagram.
Fuck it. They have a quote from Nick Shabazz. Excellent. This is a gem, 100%.
Yeah, the MC Harris 87. Ooh,
they
that
have,
guy's
they actually
famous.
Have two quotes from Nick Shabazz. It's this is a gem 100%, and then down below it, I am just a real big fan of this. I mean, all right, but
I like how he says knife reviewer next to his name. Who made this page? I like you. You're funny.
That's pretty, I mean, I enjoy it. I like that they call it the Able Lock, where it's an axis lock.
Ableist lock.
What if you don't have a thumb? Yeah. Then it is an ableist lock.
You can totally
shut the fuck
this.
Up. I knew you were gonna say some shit. Shut
it, man.
Shut the fuck up. No.
You should be more creative.
So Benchmade trademarked the Axis Lock name, right?
And then it went away.
The patent went away, but the trademark's still there, isn't it?
You can't use the name, so people have been naming it a bunch of
that
dumb
is
shit.
The Able Lock.
It's a lot of terms for a sliding bar lock.
They should have just called it that, the sliding bar lock.
Spindle.
Seriously.
Yeah,
but hey, this is actually pretty cool. It's milled carbon fiber with like a sunburst. It's Magna Cut, and Doug Ritter does some pretty cool stuff for the knife community. So you do have to appreciate this. I mean,
Hogue.
Doug,
I'm gonna say,
Doug
guys,
dude,
Hogue is better than Benchmade.
That's
say right
I mean,
now on air.
Yeah.
That's not even close to being a controversial opinion.
No, you can edit that out, Jake, if it's too controversial.
That's a hot take. No, that's a cold take.
That's a lukewarm Murkon take right there.
Oh, shit. Oh my god.
No, my takes tend to be worse.
It's nice, small as shit. It's only freaking not even 7 inches overall.
Hey, that's bigger than average.
I wonder if they have a... They may have a full-size non-Cryptelian. We'll see.
Wait, how could they kill a mini grip still if it's not benchmade anymore?
It's a mini RSK. That's why.
Oh.
So, mm-hmm. I don't know. Ritter something knife, I believe, is what that stands for. I'm guessing there's a non-mini RSK.
I love how Benchmade was like, we're not going to make any more of these fucking Griptilians. And Doug Ritter was like, fuck you, I'm going to go get Hogue to do it because they'll still sell well. And they left.
And then the Hogue one is better. That's
and it
my
still
favorite
sells like fucking crazy.
Because it's better. I mean, the Hogue grind is thinner. The scales are nicer. Hogue's got good QC. I mean, it's not even really much of a competition anymore.
Yeah.
I will say, if you're down to, like, a bug out or this, get this fucking thing.
Yeah, it's not even...
No question.
Isn't the bug out, like, $120, $30
now?
Oh,
no, it's more than $130. I can almost guarantee you.
Oh, well, way more.
Is it really?
Yeah, they keep jacking up the fucking price.
Okay, I'm looking right now on Amazon.
Yeah.
$219? No way. No way. I don't believe it.
That seems a little high. Looks like it's $162.
$162. Yeah.
Which, by the way, that's fucked.
Inflation has hit pretty hard.
$200 was like, yeah.
If you're going to get a sliding bar lock kind of, I thought the Hogue Deca 143 Magna Cut, beat that, honestly. I don't know why you would ever buy a bug out when the Deca exists.
The bug out was cool when it was like $110 or whatever it was, but now $160, it's almost a 50% price increase.
Disgusting.
That's garbage.
Another W for CRK.
Same thing with the fucking, like, almost everything by Spyderco now is just outrageous.
Oh yeah. Spyderco is like every year is like a 10% raise.
Fucking,
dude, I remember
a PM2 is almost $200.
10% is not bad.
The fucking what's the goddamn LC200N freaking
Chef.
The Chef was like fucking $90, wasn't it? Or some shit?
No.
It was like $120, yeah.
The first Military 2s are for sale. That's cool. The first PM2 I got, I want to say it was like $110, and now they're like $185.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
Yeah,
man.
No, the this sure looks like it's for sale. The Military 2, the 4-inch version of the PM2. Looks like it's out.
From where?
I'm on Blade HQ.
You're on Blade HQ?
Yeah.
The show's just there.
It might be a pre-order. They may have changed how they label their stuff, but they definitely have the Military 2 available now. That's wild.
Oh, the big-ass one? 9.5 inches? Okay.
A big old, yeah. I will say I am really bummed that the Military 2 is a compression lock.
Dude, honestly.
Yeah, like, the compression lock is awesome. It's a brilliant design. It's super cool, but that's like the point of the paramilitary. The military was a liner lock, it was a frame lock, you know. I think the Military 2 should have been one of those two or something new, not just yet another compression lock. And I love the compression lock.
Compression,
yeah.
Okay, compression lock only works well on small knives. I'll say it right here and there.
No, I actually really like the Shaman with a compression lock if you get rid of the stupid
also very
nub.
Good. Well, yeah, the
nub is dumb.
But a Dremel fixes it in about 15 seconds.
I mean, your first fucking mistake is buying anything related to the paramilitary or military line.
Ooh, that's actually a pretty hot take.
Really?
Yeah, they're trash.
Why did you say that? Yeah.
You don't need a fucking finger troll on a big knife. Fuck you.
You hate our troops.
It's not much of a finger troll.
Oh, God. You hate our troops.
Sage 1's the best Spyderco. I'll say it live on air.
I also disagree that you don't need a choil on big knives. I feel like that's where you need it more, but
nope.
Again,
what I need is I need makers to take the fucking the sharpening choil of the knife, bring it close down to the handle so that it's not 3 fucking inches away from my finger when I'm trying to cut. Okay?
Or just put sharpening choils on your knife. Spyderco, I hope you're listening.
It's, yeah, stop with the fucking finger choils. The only exception to the finger choil is a very small knife. Roosevelt, it's perfect.
Yes.
You don't need that any bigger than Roosevelt. Like, if they're, like, okay, the reason I don't have a non-flipper Koenig Arias is because they're $900 and they have a finger choil.
Really?
Yeah.
Most of the time they do.
Finger choils are stupid.
They're fucking trash, dude.
I disagree.
Shut
with
the fuck
you.
Up. No one cares. No one cares what you.
No, fuck you.
Wait, hold on.
You get a better.
You're a host
grip.
Now. We have to listen to your opinion.
Your hand. Yeah, I know it's terrible. You can rotate your hand forward. You can get a grip forward. It's not just shifting your hand. It changes how you're holding it.
What?
You get better control.
How much fucking tape are you cutting where it's shifting in your hand?
The way you hold it with a choil is different than the way you'd hold it normally.
Yeah.
It's not just like a bigger forward hammer grip.
Yeah, it is.
Then you're doing it wrong. Shit.
Well, I mean, your first mistake is having a knife with a choil on it.
Oh, fight me in the park. Again,
you know what?
Listeners.
The perfect example
who do you think
of my
would
point
win the fight
is the Bradley Moraes Vector. I'm holding it right now. My finger is about half an inch from the sharpened point of the blade. It's perfect.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying you have to have one.
I'm saying they ruin knives.
I'm just
knives.
Saying that they do have utility. No. What does ruin knives is when you have a big dead zone where it's not really a finger choil and it's not really not, and you just have
you a know, gap. For a Vero shill or a former Vero shill, you talk a lot of shit.
Because
that was his whole fucking thing.
You're not wrong. I Joe is still a really nice guy.
I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm just saying, Jesus Christ, learn how to design a fucking finger area. Or same thing with the fucking Spyderco. Oh God, the name Smock. The name was escaping me because the knife is no longer relevant.
Smock.
Jesus Christ, that was fucking horrible too.
I think the problem is that big dead finger area is inherent to any knife that has a corner flipper. Any corner flipper gets that kind of dead zone, and corner flippers are really popular because, you know, it makes a nice, easy, good-looking profile, but you get an inch of dead zone that you got to do something with, and
it's
that's
trash.
The problem.
You know what knife really solves the whole finger issue, and probably my favorite version of it? The Steingrabber Lamia. You get right up.
Which
right fucking
I
up.
I have
there,
one coming. Yep.
And,
is it Lamia or Lamia? I always pronounce it Lamia, like a shitty lamb.
I always pronounce it Lamia because it's based off of a mythological snake thing. And also, you can swap it up for Labia, which is part of a vulva.
Is that?
Fucking nerd. Yes, well, whatever you call it, I am in the process of getting one in Van X, and I am incredibly excited.
Yeah, I don't regret selling mine. It just wasn't gonna stick around in a collection, but it is a really good example of a knife. Also, we won't get into it too much on the podcast because I know we try to avoid controversial subjects. But dude, Alex Steingrabber has gone off the fucking deep end. He is Looney Tunes.
Oh shit! What happened?
What do you mean? Have you not seen anything this motherfucker has done?
I don't think Merkel's on freaking Instagram.
He's just crazy.
Yeah, I am not an Instagram.
Oh, that's why. Just follow him for like a month and just check out his stories. And
ladies and gentlemen, we just got our fourth host fresh out of bed. You forgot the world actually lies to themselves with their fucking time saving.
I'm tapping out. Bye, y'all.
Oh, no. Oh.
Say hi,
Kyle. This is the first time we've had all four of us on the podcast in like 2 months.
It's been a while. What are we talking about today?
We were talking about how Steingrabber's fucking nutso.
He's
so I see what he posts. What is he? What kind of nutso are we talking?
He argues with everybody about everything. It's like
even if he's wrong,
online.
Especially if he's wrong.
Oh boy. Okay.
He seems like a nice guy. I just think he needs to worry about his work and not care what others think about.
Somebody, the most recent example. Somebody gave him a. Not scathing, but like your knife is pretty good. Here's a few things you could fix. Review on YouTube, and he was like, "Fuck YouTubers, you guys don't matter. Y'all are fucking stupid. Shut the fuck up.
You guys aren't doers like me. I'm a maker.
He's like, you don't understand.
You guys work on computers. You guys own a freaking keyboard in your house like a nerd."
It's just like,
yeah, that was great.
Really unfortunate.
Yeah.
Be on a keyboard. I don't want you on my knife, fucking.
If you have a keyboard,
I think he actually said that, like, if you come up to my table and you're a YouTuber, you have to pay extra some shit.
Yeah. I saw that.
Wow. He's like, open your YouTube app on your phone. You have a YouTube channel? Get the fuck out of here.
Dude,
who doesn't have a YouTube channel?
He is fucking crazy.
Man,
he's a nice guy though.
That is too bad.
But apparently he makes a good knife. That's why we're here. If we're going to judge everyone by their personality, I think we'd have no knives. But
that's, yeah.
I'm here for the knives.
There's some makers that are nice.
Huh?
Actually, shit, I don't even know. I feel like there's some makers that are cool. Clark. But some are.
Seaman. Clark is a legend. Seaman, Striker, Stricker. Andre Thorburn, I met him. Great guy.
I've only heard good things about.
Alan Lischwitz,
the Winter Blade Co. guy. I forget his name, but he was really nice.
He seems really cool.
Dude, the Oz guy is really nice. I went to Blade and he was there. We're talking. He's cool as shit. I don't like his knives, but he's a nice guy.
You're broken. Okay. Let's keep this going. It's getting late and I'm getting tired. And Kai is, he may fall back asleep at any time.
I have narcolepsy.
If you're serious, I feel really bad right now.
No, I don't. What's next?
I was going to say you did a really good job of fighting it so far. Kai, before we move on, Murkon suggested that the audience vote on who of us would win in a fight. Like, if they put all four of us in a ring together, you were my vote because you're the only one of us who has seen actual combat.
I'm still my vote.
Shut up, bro. If you can't get a helicopter, you are fucked.
Mike's a strong. if you can't get a combat helicopter, he wins.
I think Kai's biggest challenge will be picking me up to slam me. That's probably either his back gonna snap or I'm going down. One of the two. So Wee Knives put out another. I'm so fucking sick of seeing these fucking flipper daggers.
You're a hater.
Thank you. They are terrible.
They're stupid. I've even tried the Poggin best one, the Arch Nemesis. It was okay. I wouldn't buy it.
Yeah.
And this thing just looks fucking stupid. They even have a name for
it. It looks awesome.
It has two pocket clips at the same time, and both of them are tipped
down. I just noticed it had two.
What the fuck, dude?
It does have a screw where you can remove them, but does it ship with both?
I assume it does. I mean, shit.
Hell yeah.
Tip down makes sense for a dagger. You guys are haters.
No, Vex, the problem is, if you go to open the knife and you're not paying close enough attention, if there's one clip, you can kind of orient yourself. If there's two, there's no way to distinguish this knife unless you're looking at the opening.
You're fucked.
What?
The extra clip makes it too symmetrical. You can cut hand.
You can cut hand. Oh. Yeah, you're not sure which side is which anymore.
Yeah. Hey,
you're like a freaking goddamn brainlet. Freaking pay attention.
Don't take the Lord's name in vain on our Christian podcast. But yeah, it's fucking stupid. But we did come out with something that was actually cool.
Disagree.
This reminds me of the ZTE. Oh, God. What is it that?
00055.
Okay, yeah.
The same designer, you... Fricker.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah, it's GTC.
But you can have this. Maybe he's like Joseph Vero. Maybe he only has one design. He just reiterates it. Because this is not. It's not like a little bit close. It's like really fucking similar.
It's the same design. It's also enormous and ugly.
It is thick as. It's thicker than Vex's wife. This son of a bitch is large.
Also, I appreciate GTC's designs. I really think the ZT-055 was better. I think the angled blade looks way better than this. Like,
I think this one's trying too hard.
Sheep's foot. Yeah, it does not do it for me. I am not a fan at all.
And it's awesome. Dumb shit. It has a spring-loaded tab, which was epic, except for the ZT. That shit sucked. Look at the action on this fucking video. You know this guy, these people that do the knife.
It looks like a sharpened rock, dude.
That's every night.
Fucking Kai going in for the throat. Jesus Christ.
Damn. That was some spice. Thank you, Kai, for standing up for what is absolutely correct.
That's so good.
Like, look at that rock texture.
Based on the Stampede, I'm pretty sure. It looks just like the GTC Stampede.
It's an integral, and that's cool, but... It's
integral. It has the SLT.
I will say the silhouette of it's really interesting, but it just, the second you open it, I'm like, what the fuck? Also, the handle just looks
It's because it's a... So it's got the compound grind, but the 0055 had like a partially angled blade as opposed to this, which got a smooth
curve. I would argue that made it more useful.
That smooth curve kills it. Yeah, it was a lot better looking and a lot more usable. This weird smooth curve with compound grind.
Yeah.
It's just not it.
Yeah, that's the issue. It's like it looks like the rock scale texture, like kind of it just continued like all
the way. Because the whole knife is like super angular, and then it's got this one curve, and it's the blade.
They said MSRP is around $475.
Jesus Christ! Dear God!
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
I know it's integral, and that's probably like $200 right there off the top. But Jesus Christ!
That is atrocious.
You were directly competing with like really high end production there.
I mean, would you rather have this or a Sabenza, man? I mean, it's,
yeah, use Sabenza prices.
Yeah, that's
GTC's goated, integrals are goated, SLT's goated,
and this knife is not.
Knife that looks like
it
rock.
Will be
the Stampede.
The prototype will be at Blade Show Texas, which we
is Stampede or
earlier.
Airborne? I can't tell. I don't fucking know.
It's one of those two.
I think it's Airborne. I don't
all
know.
Same.
Yeah, kind of his
all
knives
kind of
look the same. Shut up. Don't edit that out. Actually, edit that.
Out. Stampede. It's Stampede.
Okay,
both of those are dumb names.
This is even a dumber knife. We're just getting worse and worse.
You know what? We're gonna flip the table.
Like
I
this.
Actually want this one.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
Vex, you are just full of
this
wrong fucking opinions tonight, man.
You know how I know this is a normie knife? My coworker, who's like a normie and just like collects ninja stars and shit, he comes up to me at work. He's like, "Hey, I know you're into knives. Have you heard of those brand called Reate or whatever?" And I'm like,
"So
Riot?"
The
I'm
knife
like, yeah.
We're talking
Vex.
About, dear listeners, is the
it's
the Exo-M, which is the small Riot Exo.
Oh, it's fucking
long,
smaller?
Also has a pocket clip.
Yeah. Damn it.
Yeah, well, dude, it's a
I know.
Blade.
Big fucking fat ass hands. Hold on, Vex. Your coworker was trying to show that he pays attention to your opinions and the things you say. And respects you as a person, and you're like, "Oh, fuck off, normie." You know, fucking.
Yeah, it's like
you know, fucking stupid.
I'm like, I have no respect for you already, but the fact that you talk to me, you bother me, and take time out of my day to talk about this bullshit ass freaking normie knife.
I'm sorry,
like, I'm actually from 2 weeks.
This is an excellent evolution of the Riot.
I need full size
it's
with lock
size,
and clip, please.
Well, you can lock it now? That's pretty
size.
Epic, actually.
Yeah, dude, this locks and has a clip.
Vex, it's not epic. It's a fucking normie knife.
Never mind. Edit that out before you freaking listen
to
this.
No. Does he listen
to
this shit?
No, fuck no.
That'd be
tell people I have freaking a podcast. Think I freaking, what the heck?
Anyway, it's in 3V. This thing is really cool. I bet they're going to do a run of the larger size.
3V
with the lock.
Is such a good steal.
Yeah, they've got, I think, three different blade shapes. They got Tonto, Drop Point, and this double-edged, you know, dagger design, which is really the one I want. I mean,
yeah.
I can't carry
either go
double-edged
or Tonto.
Knife.
Don't do Drop Point on this.
100% agree. This
dagger's
really cool.
Dagger's like the ultimate lazy person life. Or knife. Because you dull one side, you turn that son of a bitch around, got another blade.
Dagger OTS.
I bet you could disassemble this. Take the blade out and literally just flip it over, and then it'd be the same side. That looks like a reversible blade to me. I don't know. I'm into it though. This thing is awesome. The Exo original was awesome, and this is just a better iteration.
Yeah. You still going to the mount? It's not that cool, man. All right, let's go. Let's move on.
Nah, dude, this is sick.
I like it.
So this is the NSYNC's knife.
S-Nix.
The band from the 90s is back and they're making knives, fellas.
S-Nix Beer Buster.
The thing is, no one here drinks alcohol, so we know that this knife is just
ever.
A marketing gimmick.
Ever.
Real.
I've never even heard the stuff.
Alcohol, is that what you put on your face when you have acne? That's what I do.
I would not do that. That would dry out your skin severely. You need to just use a good skincare regimen and a moisturizer, apparently. Because you have a fucking leather burlap bag for a fucking face. Jesus Christ, face.
I did not expect such passion, but that was impressive.
I bet you don't even wear sunscreen, you dumb bitch.
Oh, I don't even go outside, buddy.
I don't think I've ever heard that sentence. You don't even wear sunscreen, you dumb bitch.
Sunscreen's an important part of your skincare regimen.
That was serious.
Can we just say this? Like, the name of this company or whoever this is terrible.
Estix?
Yes, but he makes fantastic knives. I have a custom from him, a custom beer buster, and it is wonderful. So the fact that they're doing a slip joint version of the beer buster as like a mid-tech production kind of thing, that's a fantastic option. I think I'm probably going to get one of these. It's really
if the
cool.
blade length is big enough, I'll definitely pick one up.
It's not. It's 3 inches. It's great for everyone that's normal and terrible for you.
Dear God.
Anyone that drinks beer.
3 inches is like, that's average.
Why does
right?
God hate me? For 3 inches, that's average.
3 inches is average, yeah.
I think it's pretty cool. I don't drink beer because I'm Mormon. And
I don't drink beer because beer is fucking gross.
Beer is it's
I
not
drink
great.
Beer because beer is fantastic.
I exclusively drink liquor.
Adult.
Yes,
really?
I really do. I don't drink beer.
Yeah.
Ever.
That's awful.
I've tried it. The closest I've gotten to one that actually tastes okay, there was a vanilla Guinness like stout that I tried.
Oh my God.
It was okay.
Dude, stout is literally like fucking maple syrup.
It was heavy.
Anyways, yeah. This guy's knives are cool.
I brew beer, and I don't know if I agree, but okay.
I will say, I actually like the damage cell pattern he went with. I think it kind of complements the grain of the micarta.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Grain drop. I think that's
right. That is actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
How much is one of these?
They'll probably be somewhere like 273.
Can we all agree that the Thai version
like
is
so,
the wrong one to
like,
buy?
Oh yeah, don't buy the Thai version. That's a fuck up.
Check out the knives.
It's a front flipper, liner lock, M390.
No, it's not.
M390.
It is not. Oh, it is a slip joint.
Oh, it's not the one.
Whoa.
Wait, no.
Yeah, so he did a liner lock front flipper version, and this is a second version that's a slip joint.
Wait, he had a production... Yep. Front flipper liner lock beer buster,
yeah, produced by by Rion.
What the
yes.
fuck? When right. in the I'll, fuck was this when
this
I
was
like
9 months
trying
ago?
Not, yeah, I was trying not to spend money. That's probably why.
Yeah, so there is the silver line version. There's a liner lock version. You know, flipper. It's got a pocket clip and everything. And then this is it's a lot like the Pena Apache. Or you know that whole run. And then this
man
is
needs to
the,
update his goddamn website.
it's a bad
dude.
Website.
Every knife maker ever has a shitty website.
This one in particular
yes.
is a little strange.
Oh yeah, it's not great. Yeah, but yeah, this is the new version. It's a slip joint, and I'm very excited about it.
Oh, they're out of stock everywhere. Right. God dang it. Oh, it looks like the 260 the ones we're talking about are $265 for all the versions, and they're available for pre-order, I believe, right now.
Are they? Because he has them listed as dropping on March 23rd.
I'm looking at Knife Center right now, and it has them.
Really?
What's actually saying they're in stock?
They'll also be at Blade Show Texas, so.
Which is tomorrow.
If you're in Texas, report back.
Oh shit, I found a place that has the front flipper in stock. Should I? Oh god, it's $300 fucking dollars.
It looks
it's
like 300, it's in stock.
Though.
Dude, it's in stock on Knife Center right now.
Yeah, that's where I'm looking. 2.65. Yeah, I try, man. Some little knives are fucking cool as hell. I try to deal with that shit sometimes. I know I can't deal with that one, though. That's going to be way too...
Yeah. So cool. These ones are listed on Knife Center. They're just not available yet.
Oh,
damn, that Jimmy
is
aggressive.
Is it not? Nope, it doesn't say add, but they're let me check, because I saw also here on Knife Joy. Yeah, it just is coming soon. Okay.
So the Damasteel is $345, the non-Damasteel is $265, which... You know, not terrible.
No, 345 is not bad at all, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, especially for that damage. That is nice looking damage steel. Damn. Okay.
All right, let's get ready to piss on a bunch of people's dreams.
Oh boy, here you go.
Oh
the
boy,
piece
here
of shit PN2 salt.
Which is in Magna Cut for those of us.
More like Magna Cut because it's fucking mediocre. I'm kidding.
Yeah, you can edit that
you
out.
You can check your goddamn mouth.
I actually like Magna Cut. It's been pretty good in my limited experience.
Magna Cut polishes up so good. Everybody likes Magna Cut. Yeah.
Makers don't like Magna Cut.
Why? Because it's hard to grind, or
it's hard to finish, and some of them say it's overrated for what people say. But
I don't know. I like it because it's.
I like it because a guy with metallurgy degree says good, so whatever he says is good in my book because I have no opinions for myself.
Shut the you probably believe in global warming or some shit too, Vex. Jesus Christ.
There's not circular either. It's not a sphere. It's actually an oval.
Anyway.
I think
PM2 salt.
I don't think the handle. I mean, oh, never mind. I can see now. It looks like there's in between the grooves, there's like grip. The texture is interesting looking.
It's weird. It's ribbed.
It's like they forgot to put the little spider logo in the middle. Like they tried to do a web and they just ran out of fucking like mill time or some shit.
It's so weirdly milled, man. Like it's like some.
There's no marks on the blade.
I wish they'd added.
I mean, this is probably a prototype, to be honest, though. So yeah, it's a sample. So
I wish they'd added some just flat parts around the screws instead of milling that too, because it looks fucking weird. Especially in the close up where it shows the Spyderco and then CPM Magna Cut. If you look at the screw in the corner on that like picture, it looks bizarre.
Ooh, yeah, I see what you're saying. But this is probably. I mean, I'm just gonna guess that this is gonna sell like a motherfucker. It's a Paramilitary 2 and Magna Cut, and despite what y'all say, the Paramilitary 2 is one of the most popular knives.
Oh, I didn't say it's not popular. I mean, Herpes is popular. It doesn't mean it's good.
All right, so the Paramilitary 2, the Herpes of knives,
basically,
is now available in Magna Cut
with bidirectional grooves. If you're into that shit.
Yeah, it's like the Spyderco Caribbean has that same milling.
I wanted like the Caribbean so bad. It looks so fucking nice, and then it's just wider than a fucking, I don't know, than a really wide knife.
It's a chunk for sure.
Yeah, no, not into the weird color on the Caribbean.
I like the color. It reminds me of a bee.
I mean, it's like they make it that color so you don't lose it when you're.
Oh yeah, if you drop this in the water, you are fucked.
Oh, yeah.
Because it looks like they've coated the blade also.
I'm guessing that's just the pictures and the fact that it's a prototype. It looks almost like heat treat
scale. It looks very non-reflective, which it worries me because if you did drop this in the water, the shining light off the blade would probably be the only way you'd fucking find it.
I mean, the one time I'll say, you know, like a lanyard or something might be useful is in the water or something that's actually attached to you.
Oh yeah, 100%.
I'm a fan of dummy cording everything, and I would say if you're using a folding knife in the water, you probably should dummy cord that shit.
Huh? The blade will be made of Magna Cut liners, and all other hardware are coated black.
Coated black.
Yeah, interesting.
I'm guessing it's for corrosion. They're trying to make it really salty.
Dude, let's be real. No one's using this shit in the fucking ocean, Eric and Sal.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just some.
I mean, if you have a shit ton of money and you go fishing a lot for a hobby, you could be a good boat knife. But yeah, I don't think anyone's going to be using it under the fucking ocean.
I was talking to a guy today, and his dive knife that he uses is the Oz Roosevelt.
What? No joke. I mean, I don't think any part of it's able to be corroded, but
so if it's one of the newer ones that has a lock bar insert, bar inserts AEBL, but the old ones, which is, and the one he's using is one of the old ones, they don't have the lock bar insert. They just use the two ceramic bearings as the lock interface. I've got one of those as well.
Yeah, that's what my first one was.
The whole thing is completely corrosion resistant,
which AEBL is pretty corrosion resistant as well, as long as you take care of it.
Yeah,
I mean salt water.
Don't bring it.
I said pretty. Water. I didn't say it's not fucking H1. I'm just saying it.
When we're talking about the context of a dive knife, I probably would not.
First off, I'm not using a fucking production mid-tech fucking custom whatever the hell fancy ass knife under the water. Anyway, I'm getting
a fixed
blade, and it's gonna be cheap. Yep.
I think we've talked about beach knives before. I mean, the Quiet Carry Waypoint is my go-to. Vanix blade, Z-Finite for the liner lock, totally stainless. Yeah, it works for salt water.
It's good shit.
Good shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, more PM, or no, it's more Spyderco bullshit. Because they had a show in Amsterdam. That's what it is. They released. None of these are confirmed to production. It's just maybe some little, you know, samples and whatever. It's Spyderco Lil Native. With the Warncliffe.
Something about something about this, like, it's triggering my fight or flight reaction.
You know what I would do? If I had big boy money, I would buy one of these and then turn it into a fucking hawkbill.
Oh yeah.
That'd be the way to do it.
Yep.
That'd be epic.
Honestly, I think this just needs a little bit of a, you know, reshape instead of that big curve, make it a little bit more like a reverse Tonto.
The blade looks fucking silly. Like, it just straight up is silly, dude.
All of the Spyderco Warncliffs look kind of silly with that big, round, like, half-circle curve. But as soon as you throw, like, a couple good angles on it, they look a lot better. Just like the Dragonfly 2.
Yeah. So the blade is almost 2.5 inches, which is completely average. Don't fucking listen to anyone that says it's not average. They'll fucking lie to you.
That's plenty to get the job done.
It's more than enough.
No one's ever complained about only having 2.5 inches to work with.
But yeah, it's a small boy. I mean, I'm a hater of Warncliffs. I think they're awesome looking. I think they're really one-dimensional. They're just like for just straight down cuts. What do you call that shit? I don't fucking know. Who knows?
Penetrating cut.
Yeah. But they're definitely cool looking, and Spyderco, you gotta respect them because they're always doing new shit. They're always doing different things.
Oh, yeah.
They're always doing different blade shapes, even though they fucking discontinue half of their lineup in a year. So the R&D could probably go to better things instead of making stupid ass designs. But that's neither here nor there.
I want some.
If we're talking about Warncliffs and penetrating cuts, you know, the next one to bring up is the Micro Jimbo.
Oh, yeah. I want some weird fucking designs from Spyderco. I feel like it's been too long.
Yeah.
It's been too long since we got something wild.
The Micro Jimbo's a bit odd, but, I mean, are you talking like Jot Sing Khalsa? Because that's like
it's funny because I'm currently bidding on one of those on eBay right now.
Art, what is wrong with you?
It's like $50.
Oh, okay.
And that's like the old one.
Because that thing is, I mean, that's like if you ask like a really shitty AI to generate a Spyderco knife.
Man, sometimes you just need a little bit of strange shit in your life, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go get a Gunting, which in my opinion has the worst pocket.
I have seen a Live Edge and Training Edge version of those in real life. They look fucking horrible.
Wild.
The clip is like in the middle of the scale, so it's like
literally the middle. Yeah,
it is the dumbest shit.
It's a fighting knife, though. You could kill some terries with that.
It's for
killing terries. Gonna drunks them squad.
Is that a Michael Janik
killing
terries?
Yeah, kill them terries, man.
Kill them terries. Bram Frank. It's from Bram Frank. And apparently, it's
Grandmaster Bram Frank. Grandmaster.
Microjimbo's kind of cool. I don't know. I like it. I might be in the minority here, but I do like the Microjimbo. It reminds me of the
small Jimbo,
the Tough Light Mini, just a little bit.
Yeah, it does really, huh?
Yeah. It's 1.97 inch blade, which I've been told is average.
Above average, some say. Maybe too much.
A little too big for some people, but.
Oh, boy.
You gotta be careful. I'll cause some tummy pain.
Micro Jimbo. Oh, Nishijin. This is actually good news from Spyderco. Nishijin, if you guys know, like some goddamn.
This shit looks crazy in real
fiberglass. Some glass, some shit. It's epic. It looks awesome. I had a freaking. What the hell is that little stupid Spyderco that I had?
The spin. I had one as well.
Spin?
Oh, yeah.
The spin itself is fucking trash.
Holy
the
shit.
Cool.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I had to spin.
This is a fucking XL Nishijin stretch. Oh my god!
Yeah, this is the stretch 2XL. It's enormous.
In crew wear as well. Like, holy fuck,
man! Yeah, if it didn't have a fucking finger choil, we'd be.
Oh no!
I'm sold.
This thing is so big; it needs a finger choil.
No,
it
doesn't. Fucking baby hands McGee over here. It doesn't need a finger choil.
Dude,
I can't use my knife without a finger choil. My hands are too small to use it.
Murkon, choke up.
But
Choke up, son.
Choke. Yeah, I'll choke up using the finger.
Two-hand it if need be. I know you don't. I know you've never had to do that before, but just give it a shot.
No. But they're bringing back Nishijin. I think just for this.
I hope not.
I believe. According to Eric, this could be the last Spyderco to be made with the Nishijin.
God dang it!
That is I'm gonna get one.
Shit.
Nishijin's so sick.
Actually, this close up is really incredible looking. I was a doubter, but that's really nice.
It's like I said, it's amazing in real life. It really is. It's so that's you can't see cool. it here, but it is super reflective. Like it is fucking shining.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
That shit's gonna be slippery.
It is not textured at all.
Yeah, okay, just this smooth. Looked really textured to
it's
me.
It's like a smooth, like not it almost frag, feels like a resin finish on top.
That is not what I expected. Because to me this looks like it's almost like corrugated steel in that texture where it's got like a crosshatch.
Yeah.
That's surprising. Okay. Yeah.
Completely smooth.
It's smooth, yeah.
Yeah, that's the coolest thing they've ever released in probably like a good 5 years, probably.
Yeah, that's pretty legit. Stretch 2 XL too, so that's a...
Stretch that's a is big... a classic. I mean, those are slicey.
Yeah, I've never had like the normal size Stretch with the flat top. I do like how it looks, I've just never handled one.
Yeah, they're great. Okay. On to worst news. Giant Mouse.
Atelier?
Is that how you say it?
I don't know. It's something French, man.
I like Eight Liar. That's what I'm going to say.
Eight Liar.
That's definitely not fucking correct.
Atelier.
Atelier, I believe.
I already hate it because the name's terrible, but like this looks just like a basic Voxnes.
Yep. Well, it is. Jesper Voxnes.
So many of GM's knives look the same, too. Like I know they're all different, but I mean they have vaguely the same shape.
What is Anzo? Where's he from?
Denmark.
Denmark. Anzo, Denmark.
Why did they put that little circle or that little slash to the O?
It turns out in other cultures they use different letters than English. I know this might be hard to understand as an American, but other cultures do different things.
Do they think they're better than us with that little slash or something?
Yes, and also all their socialized healthcare and like, all the social programs that Denmark has. But that's
hey Vex. So you know how we have 26 letters in our alphabet? You know, can you count that high? 26. They have 29.
What? You can't have a different letter. You can't have more letters than 26. Impossible.
Yeah, this is America. Everything we do is exactly correct.
I would argue that ours is probably more efficient.
USA.
It's debatable.
Dude, there's some letters that are like two letters in one, like that weird
like
letter
C.
I'm gonna blow your mind over here too. So 1.9 inches is not average in Denmark.
It's because everything is better in Denmark.
Like who just thought about this? Like you know what? We're just gonna combine two letters.
Yeah, they're extra letters in their alphabet are just like let's add some circles and dots to shit, and fucking lines, and we'll mush some letters. It's dumb. It's all dumb.
Dude, it's like freaking.
And yet they
like,
use none Chinese of those like, letters in yeah. this confusing ass knife name that is Eightlier, Atelier, whatever it is. None of their confusing letters, and I think that they really missed a really good opportunity there to put some fun letters in.
Do you think
name.
We need a good letter?
Do you think anyone has ever not bought a knife because they couldn't pronounce the name and were worried they were going to get embarrassed when someone asked them what the knife was, and they're like, it's the. Adelire.
I sincerely hope so. Just like how we talked about in the last episode about the knife company Bussy, which is a still
Bussy.
Terrible name.
That's so
Bussy. Fuck
that
yeah.
is so terrible.
Fucking awful, man.
The Bussy, yeah.
Bussy's bussing.
Jesus Christ.
But coming back to the Atelier. It's a small knife, but has a brass backspacer, which I think is just...
It's going to be heavy.
Well, okay, brass is heavy, and it's a small knife, so I just don't really understand the point of doing that, and that just instant...
Mercon, you don't understand. Yeah. Brass sells really well to certain people
Why?
That don't actually use their knives.
Why?
Because, Mercon. Because Blade HQ
like
did
the,
it, and now everyone wants to do it, man.
Well, Monkey Edge did it with the like a Magna Cut Umnums on with a big ass brass scale, and that thing, like the secondary round, that's like a grand, and I can't even. Looks terrible.
You just alienated our last two fans.
All two of them are gone.
Terrible.
Hey guys, yeah. I'm gonna send you a link in Discord. Viewers, you can't see this, so I'll tell you what to do at home. If you go to Blade HQ and you search for that Condor exoskeleton slingshot,
yes.
There are two pictures. There are two pictures. Boy. If you click the arrows back and forth, it looks like it's jumping rope.
Holy shit, you're right.
Okay. This just made my day.
How did you find this out?
Man, I don't
know.
I'm
going to put this in the general chat. I'm going to do this. I'm putting the general chat, no context. When you're listening, listeners, we want you to click this and play the jump rope game.
It's so fun, man.
That's amazing.
Listening to you guys talk amazing. While browsing Blade HQ for things I'm not going to buy, and I was like...
That's almost better when Civivi put that little freaking porn
video. Dude, my wife brought that up the other day. I completely fucking forgot about it.
Oh my god, I can't believe that did that. That was incredible.
Wasn't it like 10 hours long or something?
No, it was like an hour.
I could have sworn it was longer than that.
Real knife fans watched that whole video, then bought the knife after.
All I'm saying is that dude, Jesus Christ.
I guess I'm not a real knife fan, man. Shit.
He sold me on that knife, I'll tell you that.
He started throwing that bitch around. It was crazy.
Okay. Also, just coming back to this, the brass Omnimzon, one just sold on Arizona Customized for $2,500.
Doesn't this make you want to kill yourself?
Brass Omnimzon? I'm sorry, what?
There's another one listed for $3,700. Like,
wasn't that like the California Customized show? That's the only place it was at?
Yeah. Yep.
Man, end yourself. Jesus Christ.
It came with a little freaking monkey edge freaking
a little grenade thing, yeah.
The bead? The bead's awesome. Yep. It's like a grenade, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little grenade one, yeah. Oh, speaking of really awful looking knives, Oz did a 15, like knife number 1500 Roosevelt Lotto, or excuse me, auction, that went for $4,300.
Yep, saw that.
And
is that the one with the Ultim?
Awful. Yeah, no, it wasn't Ultim.
It was like Butterscotch My Carter or some shit.
Oh yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, Butterscotch My Carter and Damasteel, and that just looked awful. Ugly as sin. But hey, $4,300. Good for them.
I hope the market crashes and you have to sell for like $100. Just kidding.
Oh my god, please. Yeah. There's no way you can get money for that. Like, no one's gonna spend that money on that knife.
Auction knives are always obscenely, the price goes stupid because, and it's funny when you see an auction go for a knife and it's like obscenely high, like way higher than the normal secondary, and like a week later they're selling it for like they're trying to get their money back, and it's like, bro, you're not getting your money back.
Oh yeah,
like the guy the $50,000 Michael Raymond or $49,000, you'll never get your money back for that ever.
Oh my
god. What did you just say?
I mean, that's a flex to buy that.
Did you just say
the $49,000 Michael Raymond?
Oh yeah, the really expensive Michael Raymond. No. The one that you could buy a car with
Michael
that.
Raymond.
Zero.
You can buy like 7 cars for that.
Oh yeah.
$59,000? That's like
a lot of money.
That's a lot of money for one little piece of metal. I respect it though.
Obscene, you respect that shit?
Fuck yeah. I'm a consumer.
Man, I'm gonna be honest with you. I sincerely hope whoever bought that had like put it on a credit card or financed it or some dumb shit.
You want to see what the knife looks like? It looks like the most generic, like, just polished. It's very polished, don't get me wrong.
Are you
but it's like,
fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it? Yeah.
And that was $59,000.
Can it suck your dick? Can it, like, fucking transform into God? Like, what does it do?
Clean your house.
And just... Again, that's M39.
Okay. Yeah, on that note,
it's not
on that note, let's start wrapping this up because I think I'm going to go and toast some bread
kill
in the bathtub.
Start making knives.
Yeah, start making knives.
Holy fuck.
49. Oh, my God.
Wow. Legend.
I can't even. That's just disgusting.
You,
But anyways, Blade Show Texas, that's happening. I mean, by the time you hear this, that show will be over. Yep. And hopefully it was epic.
Yep, yep, yep.
And hopefully you guys went and can send us an email about how it was.
Oh, yeah.
If you did go, I know, is Drake still in the Discord? Drake is going.
Nice.
Yeah, he's still in the Discord, but he doesn't really say nothing anymore. But hopefully you listen to this, Drake, and tell us how it was. But if not, go fuck yourself. Edit that out.
No.
Otherwise, we really appreciate you tuning into our podcast. Please send us some emails.
Send us money.
Join us on Patreon. And if you're not already in the Discord, send us an email. We'll get you added. You can talk to us about knives and other things that you
and
might like.
And you can watch the slingshot do jump rope.
Hell yeah.
Just as important, honestly.
That's the highlight of today's episode. Go play jump rope on the Condor slingshot.
Oh, fuck, guys. I just realized I haven't recorded any of this.
Shut up.
Oh, no. Okay, anyways.
I'm fucking with y'all. We're good.
Anyway.
I expected a more visceral reaction from Kai, like PTSD flashbacks or something.
Oh, no.
Has this happened before?
Yes, it did. We recorded, like, a really good episode. Like, we was just the two of us. And then
it
just sounds like me talking
into
the void.
Oh, that hurts. That
the
hurts.
Lost episode.
Damn.
That's hilarious. You want to hear that episode? You got to pay us and hear Mike's or Kai's side. That's it.
I mean, I think I do accept Kai's, just Kai's audio somewhere.
And you get to fill in the blanks with what you think.
If we reach $100 a month on Patreon, I will go back and re-record just pretending to talk to Kai about whatever the fuck we were talking about.
Actually, that's a pretty good goal, honestly. I think that's brilliant.
Yeah, that's it for us, guys. Shoot us an email, behindtheedgepod@gmail.com. Donate to us. The link's down in the description. And have a good day or night.
Yeah.
Love you guys. Take care. Love everyone.
See ya.
Later, nerds. Bye.
Fucking idiots. Give us money.